Radio Corporation of America presents The Magic Key. Magic Key turns. More than 100 leading stations from coast to coast in the United States, in Canada, in Cuba, and in Hawaii are linked together today to bring you a full-hour program of sensational interest. Your host is the family of RCA, whose members include RCA Victor, RCA Institutes, Radio Marine, RCA Communications, and the National Broadcasting Company. During recent weeks, we have all been listening anxiously to history in the making. Living voices have come to us across the Atlantic with the speed of light by radio. Today, the Magic Key of RCA brings from overseas a different kind of voice, a different kind of message. It is a voice of beauty, a message of spiritual unity among all men and women, regardless of nationality, race, or creed. Great music knows no international boundaries, has no enemies, never disappoints a friend. Surely, radio can perform no greater miracle and to make good neighbors of us all by letting us share together the best that music has to offer. Today is the third birthday of the RCA Magic Key, the beginning of the fourth consecutive year of this program. We are proud that one of the world's immortal musicians is sharing this happy occasion with us by making it also the occasion for his radio debut in America. Many have heard the illustrious pianist Ignaz Jan Paderewski in concert hall. Many more have heard him on Victor Records. Today it will be our privilege to present him for the first time on the air to the American radio audience. As a prelude to Paderewski's distinguished radio premiere, Dr. Frank Black and the String Symphony bring us the Sarabande from Johann Sebastian Bach's Violin Partita No. 1, as arranged for string orchestra by Sigismund Bachrich. Thank you. The story of Ignaz Jan Paderewski's career is well known. For nearly half a century, he has been one of the world's most eminent musical figures. His patriotism won him the title of Poland's first citizen. And at the formation of the Polish Republic, he gave up his concert career to become Poland's first premier. As a musician, a patriot, the administrator of his country, he is, as he nears the age of 78, still the supreme artist. And he has been showered with nearly every distinction the world can bestow. We are honored today to bring you the first American radio concert of the world's greatest living pianist, Ignaz Jan Paderewski. Dr. Max Jordan, European representative of the National Broadcasting Company, will introduce our famous guest. The magic key of RCA turns to Lausanne, Switzerland.
Hello, NBC. This is Max Jordan calling from Lausanne, Switzerland. I'm speaking to you from a studio of the local radio station. Master Paderewski has asked that a Steinway piano he had used on previous occasions in Switzerland be made available for him today. It was carefully tuned once more an hour ago, and Master Paderewski is now ready for his first radio concert to America. Mr. Paderewski will first play Variations in F minor by Joseph Haydn.
Thank you.
The next number is... Rondo in A minor by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Thank you. compositions by Chopin follow. First, the Ballade, Opus 52. Paderewski will present next Chopin's Mazurka in F sharp minor, opus 59. Composition Mr. Paderewski has chosen tonight is the great Polish composer's waltz in C sharp minor. Thank you. after Haydn, Mozart, and Chopin, Mr. Paderewski wanted Richard Wagner to be represented on his program tonight. He has chosen the final scene of Wagner's opera Tristan and Isolde, that is, Isolde's love death, in the piano arrangement by Franz Liszt. Thank you. Mr. Paderewski's first broadcast to America will be concluded with Franz Schubert's Moment Musical. Thank you. Hello, NBC. This broadcast of a special concert by the world's greatest living pianist, Master Ignace Jan Paderewski, came to you from Lausanne, Switzerland. The magic key now returns you to the Radio City studios of NBC in New York.
Ignace Jan Paderewski is listening by shortwave to the applause following his magnificent concert from Lausanne, Switzerland. Floods of telephone calls and telegrams are now pouring into our studios. We want him to know that he has warmed the hearts of the American public, both those who remember him from his concert tours and those who have heard him today for the first time. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to one of the most memorable events in broadcasting, the first American radio concert of Ignace Jan Paderewski, the world's greatest living pianist, playing by shortwave from Lausanne, Switzerland. This outstanding concert by Paderewski was in celebration of the third anniversary and the beginning of the fourth year of the Magic Key of RCA. We continue with Frank Black and the String Symphony. We hear Dr. Black's own transcription for string orchestra of the first movement of the Debussy String Quartet in G minor. Thank you. The ability absolutely to duplicate a great artist's performance, whether it be piano, voice, or full symphony orchestra, is the most unbelievable, almost unbelievable quality of the new Victor higher fidelity records played on the new RCA Victrolas. Through this medium, you may bring Paderewski into your home again whenever you want to hear him and as often as you wish. Wouldn't you like to sit down again tomorrow with this great artist and hear him play his own delightful minuet in G, or Debussy's Dancing Virgins of Delphi, or Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata? The world's greatest orchestras and artists perform the world's greatest music on the new Victor higher fidelity records. If you have not yet heard these new miracles of music reproduction, we urge you to visit your nearest RCA Victor music dealer as soon as you can and ask him to play them on one of the new 1939 RCA Victrolas or the Victrola attachment for your present radio.